Hello and welcome to the Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. On this week's music review, I'm joined in the studio by the Quietus's very own Luke Turner to sift through some of the best recent releases. Luke, welcome to the programme.
Hello.
Now, we were talking before we started the programme about what we've all been up to. You've had a bit of Berlin.
A bit of Berlin.
And a bit of Radical Essex.
Yes, Radical Essex was incredible. It's this exhibition, weekend of Essex architecture organised by the Radical Essex sort of series of events and exhibitions that are taking place around the Focal Point Gallery, a brilliant gallery in Southend. And they had their base at a place called Silver End, which was a idealised modernist village built by a factory owner for his workforce in the 1920s.
Cool. One of those, yeah.
And various, and like the Batter Shoe Factory was part of the weekend, and they had buses driving everyone around, and some great talks about sort of Essex radicalism and how it's quite interesting, you know, Essex in cliche, modern cliche, is sort of Towie and Tory, Basildon man, massive vote for Brexit, but it, historically it's been a very radical place sort of from the other side, with lots of nudist colonies, Christian settlements, and these kind of well-meaning philanthropic industrialists. So it was a great weekend. Jonathan Meads was beamed in by satellite.
Nice.
Which, you know, fantastic. There was a Depeche Mode covers band.
Even better,
which,
possibly.
Who they were really good. They're called Speak and Spell.
Right.
And Dave Garn looked like Dave Garn. But yeah, it was brilliant. His rider was two cans of Fosters at the front of the stage. The rest of them were just some geezers. And it was nice, actually, because, you know, sometimes I was a bit worried it was going to be, you know, a coach load of people from London kind of bust in to go peer at these modernist houses that people, ordinary people, live in.
Yeah.
But it kind of wasn't too much of that. There was quite a lot of Essex people there. Big group from Billericay. And then at the Depeche Mode thing, it was mainly kind of locals down the front. And it was just really nice seeing something like that actually working properly. So I think there's going to be some more Radical Essex stuff coming over the coming years. But it's a really...
Sounds amazing.
It's a really brilliant project.
Beyond Thanet.
Beyond Thanet.
Radical Essex,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's great.
Okay, nice. I don't know how on earth we're going to go from that to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Maybe
no.
We'll play a bit of a wonderful track called Jesus Alone.
Yeah.
And then we can pretend, not that that never happened, but that we can sing.
There is a connection, isn't there?
Sing seamlessly.
Depeche Mode and the Bad Seeds were both on Mute Records. There you are.
It's Mute. Luke Turner high fives himself, let's have a bit of Jesus Alone, you from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
With my voice, I am called. You're a young man waking covered in blood that is not yours. You're a woman in a yellow dress surrounded by a charm of hummingbirds.
Okay, well, for my familiar voice there, it's from the new LP called Skeleton Tree by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. All has not been happy, as we might have heard there in the cave garden, though, Luke. What's been going on? What might have informed this record?
Well, halfway through, or some period through, they were at the writing and recording of the album. Nick Cave's son, rather tragically, fell off a cliff and died near Brighton, where they live in Brighton. And obviously, that's had a massive impact. Kind of, not, I don't think, oddly, on the lyrics, because I believe only two songs were written afterwards, but if you listen to the last Bad Seeds album, Push the Sky Away, there's all these lyrics that are kind of about I'm falling, and it's just really this sort of really odd precog thing. And then he talks about it in the film that's gone with out with the album, which is kind of, it's rather brilliant way of saying I'm not doing any interviews because I'm actually putting myself and it talking about this and showing you the process, so I'm not doing press. But it's a very beautiful film in its own right. And he talks about how his wife Susie is very superstitious and finds it very easy. There's this resonance in the lyrics that he was recording. And you can kind of, his voice on some of the tracks sounds tired and old, and you can just feel this awful thing that has happened in his life. And it's an incredible, very, very moving film. And I listened to the album last night, sort of having a walk on the marsh, and it's kind of heavy. It's a very, very heavy
it's
listen.
It's beautiful, actually. The second half of it is kind of very reflective. There's a song called Distant Sky, which is a duet with a female singer whose name I don't know, who I couldn't recognize the name. It's a really beautiful thing. Yeah. It does feel like it's got a... We're going to come on to talk about The Tide, aren't we, with your next artist, Laura Cannell. But there's something kind of reminiscent of The Tide going out somehow about,
yeah,
this,
and you,
about this record.
You just think... I've always... It's kind of, I'm doing a review of the record this week for The Quietus, and I kind of didn't want to do a... like everyone does now, a rush release thing for the SEO, because I thought it's an album you have to sort of sit with. But I've always been fascinated by it. One of my favourite bands, The Bad Seeds, but like there's so much character with Nick Cave, and his songs were always so narrative. Mm. Where's the real human being? And suddenly, there he is. You know, he's kind of there on the screen and in this record, and it just feels like a very beautifully honest album. And what's odd in the film is... it's still very funny. You know, he is an Australian male.
Yeah.
Warren Ellis, another thing that really comes across is just how much of a rock and a creative sparring partner Warren Ellis is. And he's one of the funniest people I've ever heard speak. You know, he's dream interview, Warren Ellis. And I think that makes the film even more poignant, really, and the album, because you've got this humour in when they're talking about it after this really awful thing has happened. It's really incredible project all over.
And Nick Cave, I mean, you know, it's almost like this record was made despite the death of his son. He's one of those people that has always had an amazing work ethic, right? I mean, he's regularly, you know, an album every 2 years, a lot of touring. I read an interview, or it was on a Life in the Day thing in the Sunday Times or something, even, where he talked about his kind of, you know, exactly that, you know, and he's got this very kind of metronomic, precise way of going to the office, recording his songs with a notebook and a piano, and I guess that in this instance, what's been happening to him has kind of gone into at least the mood of the record, if not all of the songs.
I mean, you think some people would have either not done the album or felt they needed to make something entirely new, or thought, I need a few years off, but as far as you can tell, there's not really been a break in the pace since they finished touring the last one. And it is that ultimate professionalism. I don't know. I mean, he's not shy of talking about the fact he was an addict, and sometimes addicts need to fill their time with stuff. You know, maybe that's part of it. He likes to keep himself busy. But yeah, I mean, I suppose most people, if something terrible happens, like their child dies, they have to go back to work, and that's what he's done.
Yeah, and I suppose, yeah. And it's other people can judge whether there is catharsis in this LP. Perhaps you were, by the time you've written this LP and you've wandered around the marshes with it on your headphones a bit more, you can.
Yeah, maybe it's not for me to judge, it's for him.
Okay, well, the LP is called Skeleton Tree. The track we heard was Jesus Alone. It's out now. And the film is called One More Time with Feeling, which is in cinemas. Luke Turner's next choice is Laura Cannell. We promised that we'd talk about The Tide going in and going out, but only after we Googled what saltings were. actually, you've come in here, Luke, and you turned me on to Laura Cannell before.
Yeah.
This is, having listened to some of the bits of the LP that you sent me, this is absolutely beautiful stuff. Remind our listeners of who she is.
She is an incredible artist. She recorded this album in one take in a stone lighthouse in Suffolk. And, you know, she plays recorder, she plays violin in strange ways, she uses influences from very ancient music. I don't think this sounds like somebody who's kind of fustily in, like, trying to make authentic, in quote-unquote, early music. She's very much determined not to do that. She does a lot of very modern things. She works with Bass Clef, and she's had remix albums done. I just think she's fascinating. She evokes landscape and place like nobody else. And when I was flying back from Berlin, I was going along the Thames Estuary, and you can look out, and there's you can see out to sea the sandbanks that are off the Thames Estuary, and then you come in, and there's the Isle of Grain and all these marshes with this music. I had it on my headphones as the plane came down, and it's just stunning. And what I like about it is it's not just sort of, oh, here is landscape. It sort of creates a huge amount of human emotion within it on which you can place yourself, and I think that's a real skill.
Well, talking of radical Essex, maybe here it is, or Suffolk. Near neighbours.
Radical East Anglia.
Yeah, okay. You could have that one.
Radical Angles, there you go.
This is Winter Saltings from Laura Cannell. No, it's beautiful stuff. It is new from Laura Cannell. The album is going to be called Simultaneous Flight Movement. That was Winter Saltings, making us wonder what is contemporary classical music? Mm. What is...
I think she's a lot...
Experimental music, who cares what the labels are, but you know what I mean? It's one of those
things. I think she's a lot more exciting than a lot of the kind of big names of contemporary classical or whatever, whatever it's called. She's wonderful.
Yeah, and it's amazing stuff. This idea of doing it in one take in 1 hour is sort of an amazing thing as well. I wonder, have you interviewed her? Is she kind of
not
up for grabs? She feels like she seems like it's one of those albums that you kind of don't want to know too much about because you want to.
I've not interviewed her IRL, as they say. I did an email interview that's on The Quietus, if people have a look at it, and that's very interesting. All that she talks about some of the influences and what she's trying to do in there. It's a good read.
Okay, nice. That is, well, we heard Winter Saltings from Laura Cannell. The album is called Simultaneous Flight Movement. It's out on October the 21st. We'll remind you, perhaps, on this programme when that record is out. It deserves to be listened to. Luke Turner from The Quietus is here. I'm talking us through his wonderful choices so far. The tables have turned.
It's you.
And it's my turn. It's always interesting. It's always difficult telling the editor of The Quietus. More esoteric music title, what you like. And I said in the corridor, I'm going to play something by Teenage Fan Club. And he's like, oh, right, I've listened to them for years. this is a beautiful thing, even according to The Quietus.
Yes, he got a very good review on The Quietus last week.
I think this is their 10th LP. I mean, they're one of those people. People always joke about Teenage Fan Club being, they sound so Californian, they could only come from Scotland. They've got those beautiful three-part harmonies. It's been the same band since Year Dot, which I think was 1988 or 89. Amazing stuff. The new LP is called Here. Well, look, let's take a little bite of a track called I Have Nothing More to Say and see what Luke thinks. Rust in my bones, I have pus in my veins. I need only reassurance, I have nothing more to say. In the morning I'll be brighter, if I make my ways beside. Okay, I Have Nothing More to Say, which is a cut from the new LP by Teenage Fan Club. The album is called Here. Luke, did you like the little snippet there that we played?
Well, it's very nice, isn't it? It's very nice. I think my problem with it is that, you know, they can write these lovely melodies and all that, and it's very nice, but it sounds too Californian. I like the Scottish when they sound Scottish.
Okay.
And they're... And it like Mogwai and Arab Strap on, on all the rainy,
okay.
The rainy sort of Glasgow in a gloom. They're quite, you know, there's that website in Glasgow which has like taps off or taps on depending on the weather.
Oh, really?
They're quite taps off.
I like this one. I think people have sort of said, well, they've made, you know, they made that wonderful album we were talking about it before. Sparky's Dream was from an album called Grand Prix, which is kind of like mid Britpop sort of album. And it had a song called Neil Young on it, J-U-N-G. And it was all very witty, and it had a song called Verisimilitude on it, which was all very lyrical and clever. I think this is, but it also had some fantastic tunes on that. That was when they were rockier as well in those days.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to sort of be churlish and a miserable goth.
Yeah, don't be.
He says, sat here in a Coil t-shirt. but no, I'm not. They're a fantastic group. It's just not. It's probably not my bag. I can't. It's not bad music. It's not like, you know, if you're thinking like California music, there's that dreadful band Foxygen who should be taken out of the back and thrashed within an inch of their lives. Teenage Fan Club are really brilliant. They do that sort of thing very, very well. It's just not quite my bag. But our Quietus readers absolutely love them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think you might have been baiting them, or maybe baiting them about another.
I wouldn't bait anyone.
Another big anniversary. Okay, it's Teenage Fan Club. Luke Turner from The Quietus he'd be okay with it while he's walking across the marshes.
It might cheer me up.
He doesn't want to be listening to Teenage Fan Club. I like that. I heard a lot of Wilco and Simon and Garfunkel, especially on that track. I think there's a lot to like. But anyway, this has turned in to a competition.
No, never.
The Arts Review. Luke, thank you very much for your time, for your wonderful choices. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds in both LP and film form, both of which are out now. And Laura Cannell's album, it's going to be called Simultaneous Flight Movement. It's out on October the 21st. Be sure to write that date in your diary because that is an LP that demands to be listened to. And Teenage Fan Club's new one is called Here, and that is out now. And that brings us to the end. Luke, thanks very much. You've been listening to The Monocle Arts Review with me, Robert Bound. My producer was Holly Fisher, and my researcher was Fernando Augusto Pacheco. Join us again at the same time tomorrow for our TV review. But for the time being, thanks for tuning in.